Tonight, with an eye-popping $25 billion price tag for the Iran war, the Strait of Hormuz blocked and no end in sight, Secretary Pete Hegseth not backing down on Capitol Hill, instead pointing the finger at Congress.
The biggest challenge, the biggest adversary we face at this point are the reckless, feckless, and defeatist words of congressional Democrats and some Republicans.
The secretary, combative, defensive, and dismissive.
The president has got himself and America stuck in the quagmire of another war in the Middle East.
Congressman, you should know better. Shame on you. Calling this a quagmire 2 months in.
Claiming a tactical victory.
It's been an astounding military success.
No, but are we winning the war?
Absolutely.
But pressed about the justification for war?
Their nuclear facilities have been obliterated. Underground, they're buried, and we're watching them 24/7.
We had to start this war, you just said, 60 days ago, because the nuclear weapon was an imminent threat. Now you're saying that it was completely obliterated?
They had not given up their nuclear ambitions.
The grilling on Capitol Hill comes tonight as gas prices hit a new high. With the Strait of Hormuz closed, drivers now paying $4.26 per gallon, up $1.32 since the war began.
Do you know how much it will cost Americans in terms of their increased cost in gas and food over the next year because of the Iran war?
I would simply ask you what the cost is of an Iranian nuclear bomb.
Overnight, President Trump posting Iran better get smart soon.
Now they have to cry uncle. That's all they have to do. Just say, we give up.